From Newbury's Corn Exchange to Crookham Common, this is Kennet Radio.
We're going to talk now about the old library in Newbury's Cheap Street. After being bought and externally repaired by Greenham Trust, it's now going to be transformed into a modern arts hub by the Corn Exchange Trust. To talk about this, I'm delighted to welcome Ruth Stillman, who is Head of Development at the Corn Exchange. Good afternoon, Ruth.
Hi.
So first of all, just remind us what the Corn Exchange is and what it does.
Okay, of course. So the Corn Exchange is a charitable trust, and we deliver a number of different strands of activity, including the Corn Exchange in the marketplace in Newbury, which has a 400-seater auditorium and a 40-seater cinema. And we deliver a wide range of sort of live programme at the Corn Exchange. In addition to that, we have our 101 outdoor creation space up at Greenham Business Park, which runs a whole range of different outdoor performances throughout the year, but also residencies for outdoor artists as well. Then we also have we manage the Base up at Greenham Park, which is a visual arts charity, with galleries and exhibition space. And then lastly, we have a learning and participation strand of work, which delivers creative activities to all ages and abilities around Newbury, both in our buildings and in community spaces as well.
And tell us a little bit about the old library.
So the old library, as you've said, is in Cheap Street in Newbury. It was opened, I believe, in 1906 as a Carnegie Free Library, which meant that there was a donation by Andrew Carnegie, who's an American philanthropist. There are around about 600 such libraries in the UK, and it was built with his subscription and donations from the public and opened as a library accessible to all without charge. After that, it remained a library actually until 2000. It became a Prezzo, which a lot of people will probably remember, closing as a Prezzo in about 2018. So since that time, it's been empty. But it's a lovely heritage building in Newbury, and we're really excited about the project.
So what happened next? So we had Prezzo, then we had a long period it was empty.
We did.
What happened next?
So the Corn Exchange has had an organisational ambition, if you like, to have a permanent home for all of our creative participation work. And with the help of Greenham Trust and in partnership with Greenham, we've been looking for a building to call that home for a good number of years. And we found the old library. It became available. It's a perfect space for the type of activity we want to run in there. It's got lots of space for us to adapt to for all of that engagement work, studio space, etc. And so we, Greenham very kindly partnered with us on purchasing the building, and we're now in the process of running a fundraising campaign to refurbish it internally.
And they, I think, spent quite a lot of money redoing the outside, roof and the windows.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, so they've done a lot of work weatherproofing the building. So probably last autumn time, they did re-roofed, repointed, new windows. So as I said, the building is weatherproof. And now we're in the process of raising the money to do the internal work.
So tell us about that. What work do you want to do?
Sure. So the building has two floors. Downstairs, people will probably remember there was a small bar at the front, and the restaurant was in the back of the building, which is a double height space. So we are going to have a cafe in the front of the building. The back of the building on the ground floor will become a big engagement space. So it'll be a flexible space. It'll be used for sessions and workshops, but also some performance as well. Upstairs, we will... Actually, I think it's the upstairs that's going to change more than anything. It was a smaller space up there, but there were toilets, etc., and a kitchen. That's actually all going to be knocked into one big engagement, another space where we can do dance sessions, youth theatre, all of the work that we do in the community. So we'll have two different spaces where we can do different work at different times.
So tell us about the fundraising How's that happening?
Yes. So we've been fundraising for the last year or so. We've been talking to lots of big national trusts and foundations who support that type of work, arts funders primarily. And we've got to a certain point, we've raised about 60% of our target, and we've just launched a public campaign where we're going out and asking all the community to help support us in whatever way they can. So that could be from making a donation to getting together with a community group that you might be part of, doing some fundraising, doing a car wash, you know, hosting a coffee morning, doing a sponsored marathon, whatever that might be. But we're hoping that community will help us sort of reach that final target.
And how can people do that? Is there a website
there
or
is.
Something? There
is. Yes, absolutely. So the Corn Exchange website, which is cornexchangenew.com, we have a support us menu on that with all the information about the Old Library campaign. And contact details if anybody has any specific questions or requests. Then the development team at the Corn Exchange are running the campaign and always happy to help or answer any questions that people might have.
Great. You've touched on it, but just outline what the vision is for what would be happening in the Old Library once it gets up and running.
Yeah. So once complete, all of the work that we currently do, we have a number of different programmes, one of which is called Aiding Creatively, which is a lottery-run programme, which runs creative activities for over 55s, primarily to reduce social isolation, and that all of those sessions would move to the Old Library. We also have a new programme of work, which is an arts on prescription work, whereby those who are referred by GPs and social prescribers onto some of the creative delivery that we do. And we do a lot of sessions, a whole range of different sessions, creative art journaling. We do a session for teens in secondary schools. All of that work would also move to the Old Library. We have a big youth theatre as well. We have about 150 young people come along to a youth theatre every week, and they do a big production every year, which usually takes place in the Corn Exchange. But all of those sessions and all the workshops would happen in the Old Library. So all of that work, along with some of the other, we do some dance activity, we do Pilates. There's a whole range of different sort of community-based activities that we do, primarily around benefiting people from the impact and the involvement of creative activities and the positive impact that can have on people's lives. So all of that work will move to the Old Library and expand. We will be able to do a lot more of that type of work because we'll have more space.
And the beauty of it is you'll have that identifiable building in the centre of Newbury.
Absolutely.
Where everybody knows where all these things are happening. And presumably you'd be able to do two or three sessions at the same time in there of different things.
Yeah. So we'll have the two different spaces. Mm. So we'll certainly be able to do two sessions at any one time. I mean, just to give you a view, if you like, of the types of the breadth of the work we do. Last year, in 2022-23, we engaged with 27,000 people in that sort of creative participation activity. When we move to the Old Library, we think we can increase that to 40,000. So it's a significant increase in terms of the number of people who can come along to a session and benefit from that. So as you say, sole use, increased space will mean that we can just benefit more people.
And using a lovely heritage building.
Indeed, yes.
For a really good use.
We obviously have the Corn Exchange. We have experience in being in a heritage building. Yes. And we rather like heritage buildings.
Yeah. So if people want to, just to remind us, I know you've said it once, but just to remind us at the end here, how people can help the campaign and the Corn Exchange, the website. Please.
Absolutely. So the Corn Exchange website is cornexchangenew.com. And if you want to go to the supporters menu, there is a page for the Old Library campaign. And you can make a donation that way, or you can come into the building and speak to our box office and do it that way, or just pick up information or book tickets.
Yeah,
there's lots of things coming
and
up.
And you've got a great cafe most of the time.
And
as
we
well,
have a cafe.
You? Yes.
Correct, absolutely.
In the lobby there by the booking office.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly,
fantastic.
Absolutely.
Now, we've got an appropriate song coming up. Who would you like to dedicate it to?
Well, I think it should be dedicated to all our supporters, both of the Old Library campaign, but also the Corn Exchange generally. As a charity, we need to fundraise. So all of the people locally who support us, we're very grateful for.
So thanks very much indeed for coming in to talk to us, Ruth, and good luck with the campaign.
Thank you.
That's Ruth Stillman, who's Head of Development at the Corn Exchange Newbury.
Radio. 106.7 Kennet Radio.